in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Game two here of our doubleheader from SUNY Delhi. Right now it's Worcester boys and Margaretville. Worcester the 3 seed and Margaretville the 2 seed. We don't get a ton of time in between these two games, but I do want to say welcome back to our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler Auto has the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles right on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A great game one here, Coach. We're going to not have a lot of time to preview this Margaretville-Worcester game, so we'll do it a lot during the first quarter, but I don't know how you top a three-point buzzer-beater type of game that we just had between Edmiston and Morris.
You know, it came right down to the last possession. The ball's in the air. The horn goes off. That goes in. We're not ready for this second game yet. We're doing overtime. So, very true. Very good game. Well played in terms of effort by both teams. I think Morris and Edmiston both would have liked to play a little better offensively, but this second game should be a good matchup. You got the 2 seed Margaretville comes in with a record of 17-2. Their only two losses are to bigger schools. And you got Worcester in the 3 seed coming in at 14-6 and was the runner-up in the Tri-Valley.
Yeah, Margaretville, your Delaware League champions. Worcester took Edmiston to the wire in the Tri-Valley Championship, so this Final Four has been loaded with great local talent, and we're going to see a lot of it on display here in this contest. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. And again, a big thank you to Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. They have been helping us out as a sponsor for these Section 4 Class D boys and girls semifinal games this week. All right, we'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Margaretville and Worcester boys. Game two of the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. Coach is going to have the Worcester starting lineup.
For the number 3 seed, Worcester Wolverines, head coach Jim Kenyon and assisted by Steve Fanter. Sophomore number 3, Derek Land. Sophomore number 11, Connor Land. Sophomore number 14, Ryan Prince. Senior number 21, Alex Adams. And junior number 35, Matthew Sanders.
On the other side for the Margaretville Blue Devils, the 2 seed and head coach Chad Richards. They start with senior number 0, C.J. Fairburn. A senior number 1, Connor Wayman, just hit his 1,000th point in their last game. A victory over Stanford Jefferson, so congratulations to him. He wears number 1, a senior number 2, Ryan Sanford, a junior number 3, Anthony Maggio, and a senior number 11, Hunter Balcom. Balcom, Sanford, and Wayman really make this team go. And Coach, believe it or not, Margaretville officials tell me Wayman was the first boys player in school history to reach 1,000 points, only the second player overall in MCS history. So congratulations to him. We're ready to go. Worcester's in the road, dark green, kind of that hunter green uniform with the white trim, says Worcester and white lettering across the front of the chest. Margaretville in the home whites with the navy blue trim and the orange trim as well, says Margaretville and orange lettering across the front of the chest. We're underway. Margaretville's got the opening tip, but they take it to the interior as they go left to right. Here's Wayman, a step back three in the right corner, no, and a rebound for Worcester, and here they go.
It'll be interesting to see if Margaret settles in a little quicker than Worcester as they've played in this building before.
So we're just underway. Opening possession of the night here for the Wolverines. Margaretville missed on a three just a moment ago. Alex Adams, pump fakes, thought about it, pulls it back out to Ryan Prince. Worcester a lot more methodical, wants to run through the offense. Margaretville likes to go. And the ball tipped into the left corner and taken away here by Margaretville. Hunter Balcom down the left side. Balcom to Sanford. They'll work one back out here to Wayman. Worcester with the size advantage on the interior, but the Margaretville guards bigger than the Worcester guards. We're about a minute in. We're scoreless. Margaretville moving the ball. They go to Sanford in the corner. Now back out here for Anthony Maggio. To the high post. Turnaround shot for Hunter Balcom. Too strong. Rebound. Balcom is able to run onto it and get a long rebound here for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, that's going to be pivotal if Margaretville can get second chance opportunities like that.
Tip to the near side. Blue Devils have it. Maggio steps in, wants a three, and that's off the back of the rim. So both teams a little cold to start, and the Wolverines with a rebound. They'll bring it back down with Connor Land. Land is across the midcourt timeline. Worcester going right to left, front of the Margaretville bench, and the scorer's table here, left side. Wolverines have it. A little jab step here from Land. Back out to Alex Adams, coming up on 15 on the shot clock. Wolverines have it again. Back to Derek Land. And Margaretville's doing a good job of doubling the big man, Matthew Sanders, whose average is right around 19 a game down low. Alex Adams, right side three. It's pure here for Worcester.
And it looks like Margaretville is playing a box and one on Sanders. So it's going to be some opportunities on the perimeter for the Worcester guard.
Alex Adams makes him pay there. He is a good three-point shooter. And Worcester leads 3-0. Margaretville in the paint. They'll work one to the far side for Sanford, who has been probably the hero of the second half of the season for the Blue Devils. Sanford has really come alive, averaging right around 13 a game. 10 on the shot clock. Maggio now back to Hunter Balcom. Balcom to the high post. Margaretville having trouble getting it to the interior. They're going to run out of time. No, Balcom at the last second left his little bunny shot short. And Worcester's got the rebound. And an early 3-0 lead, 5.5 to go in the first.
Worcester's doing a good job in that 2-3 zone there, making everything difficult for Margaretville.
Sanders will pull it back out. Worcester has it far side. They try to go to Sanders on the interior. The big fella, the pump, fake, second chance, missed his shot. He's got it at the right low block. Sanders trying to work his way up, tied up. And boy, things getting a little chippy down low there with 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. What did we get there, jump ball?
Jump ball. So it'll stay with Worcester. Shot clock doesn't reset, only at 32 though, because Sanders just had that shot hit the rim. He's got to do a better job of not putting it on the floor. When he puts it on the floor, those guards from Margaretville can get in there. He's got to keep the ball high.
Worcester's got it on the baseline. They go to the left corner as they go right to left. In front of the Margaretville bench, Ryan Prince hanging in the air. His shot, no. Rebound, Sanders, yes. Sanders cashes in, and Worcester off to a good start. 5-0 over Margaretville. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Wayman, the fresh 1,000-point score from just a round ago. We'll go to the high post. Now back out. Balcom, three ball here. Hit the side of the rim. No. Sanders with a rebound.
Well, I couldn't ask for a better start for the Worcester Wolverines.
Across midcourt. Winner will get Morris, who upset Edmiston by three. 36-33 in the game before this. A pass down low. Ryan Prince scores. And Worcester has jumped out to a 7-0 lead. The underdog in this game on top 7-0. 4.5 to go in the first. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back underway. We'll get you those scores from earlier. We got a bunch of final scores for Oneonta, Norwich, Delhi Boys, Cooperstown Girls, and we'll keep an eye on a few other things during this Worcester-Margaretville game. Into the corner, out of the timeout for the Blue Devils. That's a three, up and good for Ryan Sanford, who really has just been amazing in the second half of the season for the Blue Devils.
And that made basket allows Markerville to get into their 1-3-1 three-quarter court press.
Worcester breaks the press. They go to the right side. And now back up to Ryan Prince. Worcester the three seed, Markerville the two. Into the right corner, a three for Alex Adams. Left it short, rebound is scooped up by Derek Land, and he lays it up and in. Nice job there by Derek Land.
Yeah, tough reverse layup there, but he's able to get it to go. Put a little English
on
that ball.
The Land twins have been great, really, since the start of the Tri-Valley playoffs.
And he went in the land of the trees and finished.
Wayman straightaway three. Cash money there for Wayman. And that cuts it to 9-6 with 3.5 to go in the first. And now Worcester throws it away. They try to pass over the head of Alex Adams down the right side, and Margaretville will get it back.
Yeah, the pressure there of Margaretville, that little three-quarter court, 1-3-1 press. Worcester's just got to take their time and methodically bring that ball up the court.
And look out if Margaretville gets hot. Wayman had a game where he scored 50 earlier this year. These guys can really shoot from the outside. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Balcom steps in, three ball of his own, left this one short, and a rebound here for Connor Land of the Wolverines. 3:05 to go in the first, and Worcester's across the midcourt timeline. They go to Alex Adams with three to go in the first quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi, I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Little dribble drive along the baseline. They shovel it into the corner. Adams wants another three. Weird rotation off the back of the rim. Adams couldn't get it to go. And Margaretville across midcourt. They're going to call out the play here. Omaha, they're calling. Sounds a little Peyton Manning-esque. As Wayman comes off the screen, finds Balcom. Into the corner now for Sanford. Pump fakes. 15 on the shot clock. Still plenty of time to work with. 2:28 to go in the first. Worcester on top of Margaretville. 9-6. Right side, Balcom. Shovels one into the corner. Finds Sanford. Loads up a three. Missed it. And a rebound for Prince on the far side. Prince in transition. Skips ahead and finds Connor Land in the right corner. Worcester across the top of the zone. Now to the inside for Sanders. Bodies his way down low. Can't get the layup. Gets his rebound. Second chance is good with the soft touch.
He's got to touch it almost every time down the floor. If I was Coach Kenyon, I'd say, hey, guys, we have a height advantage in there. Let's get him the ball.
What a weapon on the inside, Matthew Sanders, the junior. And Worcester leads 11-6, 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. They shovel it far side, now for Sanford. To Wayman, they'll wheel one back into the right corner for Sanford, through his hands and back to Worcester. Out of bounds it goes. And what a start here for Worcester. This has to make them feel comfortable, I would say.
I don't think you could ask for a better start. I mean, the 6 points Margaretville has scored are just two threes. You're happy with your defense. I think Sanders has got to touch it every trip down the floor.
90 seconds to go, first quarter, and Worcester leads 11-6. What a start for WCS. They're trying to get it into them, but again, a double team down low. Margaretville using Balcom as maybe the main front guy, and now we got to travel on Prince. We've seen several teams do this with Sanders, front him and back him. What do you do then, Coach? Because you have the guards kind of peering to the inside, like, I don't know if I can lob that in there. How do you get that guy open?
You got to make a quick entry pass in there. When the one player on the wing here caught it, he was open right away, but then he hesitated. So you can't hesitate. You got to get that ball in when he's open.
There's Wayman with a floater from 10 feet on the left side. Missed it. Prince, another rebound. And Worcester's looking to run. Prince works his way all the way underneath the hoop on the baseline. Now we'll kick one back out for Connor Land. And they'll shovel one back to the far side. Looking here for Alex Adams with 50 seconds to go in the first. Left side for Connor Land. And back up front for Derek Land. 15 on the shot clock here for the Wolverines. They're taking the air out of it a little bit. They go to Sanders in the corner. He can shoot from out there. Instead, they wheel it back around. They find Prince left corner. Five on the shot clock. Prince is going to have to load it up. He tries the entry pass to Sanders, and it gets tipped away, and Margaville's got it back with 30 seconds to go. First quarter, trailing 11-6. Wayman across midcourt. Bounces over the Broncos logo, directing traffic. 20 seconds to go here in the first. Finds Balcom. Now to Maggio. And now to Balcom again. Little handoff in the breadbasket. Left side here for Margaville, going left to right. Sanford to the high post. Will work one back to Wayman. Spot up three straight away for Wayman. No. Rebound Balcom. Five on the clock. And a fadeaway is good for Balcom on the putback.
And you're going to have a warning to not throw the ball. Delay a game warning on Margaville. So what that means is the ball went through the hoop, and they grabbed it and kind of tossed it. So it allows them to get their press set up, so you're not allowed to do that. So the official gave a warning in the book. If they do it again, it'll be a technical foul.
And, you know, we're seeing those more and more this season. They've really tried to crack down on that. 2 seconds left here. Worcester to half court. Adams a heave, and it's just short. First quarter in the books. Worcester boys lead Margaretville 11-8. Winner's going to get Morris in the Section 4 Class D Championship game on Saturday. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday, and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Margaretville to start the second quarter misses a little layup there with Balcom, and then Worcester returns the favor, Alex Adams, but he finishes. And Adams has 5 points to lead the Wolverines.
Got to be impressed with Worcester's patience on offense.
Worcester leads 13-8 early in the second quarter. Live here from SUNY Delhi, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Our in-game producer is Jim Tomeo, back in the CDO studios in Sydney. We're glad to have you along. We'll get you those final scores from Oneonta, Norwich, and Delhi. Been trying to pass those along. And now a shot in the paint, and Balcom is fouled. He'll head to the line.
And I believe that's our first foul. So we made it all the way through the first quarter without a foul.
Hunter Balcom to the line gives us a chance to tell you about the Class A scores. Oneonta boys fall to Seton Catholic 62-44. Norwich boys falling to Main Endwell 77-57. In Class C, the Delhi boys clip Trumansburg 67-60. And the game we did just a little bit ago, Morris boys stunning Edmiston 36-33. Cooperstown girls also win 60-58 over West Canada Valley. Those are the local games we were keeping an eye on tonight, with sectional finals in both Section 3 and Section 4 coming up this weekend. Falcom misses the first one at the line, and Margaretville a little frazzled right here at the moment. Falcom's second chance, and he hits.
Yeah, they're a little flat on offense. They just need to get some things going, maybe create some offense with their defense here. If they score, they can set up this press.
6:50 to go in the second quarter, 13-9. And Worcester leading Margaretville, but now a steal by the Blue Devils. And here's Sanford. Sanford down the right side of the floor to the interior, and it's kicked out of bounds. And I want to say something real quick here, Coach, before I forget. A lot of the Delaware League coaches, when talking to them this season for their in-game reports, they said it doesn't matter with Margaretville. Sometimes they can turn it on late in the game, 2-3 minutes left, and just go on a run. So I want to, if this game stays close, I want to keep that in mind down the stretch. Margaretville is never out of this ball game, and they do throw it away here, and Worcester gets it back. It's been a great start for the Wolverines.
Well, I think that's the case because they have three quality outside shooters that are capable of getting hot at any time. So that's a thing that you need to be cognizant of if you're Worcester.
6:25 to go in the second quarter. 13-9 our score. Worcester boys on top of Margaretville. Worcester the three, Margaretville the two. Here's Ryan Prince, left corner. They'll circle it back up. Now back to Prince, left side. Inside for Sanders. Pulls up from straight away. 10 feet, missed it. Rebound in the land of the trees there for Derek Land. And he'll reset the offense here for the Wolverines. They pound it back inside again. Here looking for Sanders. It was stripped out of bounds by Margaretville. And boy, there's a lot of talking down there between these two.
I'd like to see Worcester get somebody else at the high post other than Sanders, so when they enter it in there, they could get it to him.
Inside for Sanders, and he gets the roll to go on the inside, and there's some trash talking going on in there.
You don't want to wake up the sleeping bear.
5:50 to go here in the second quarter, and Worcester leads 15-9. Margaretville has it. They go to the high post. Now far side for Sanford. He'll pull it back out and go to Wayman. Wayman hit that three from straight away. I thought that would get him rolling, but he hasn't really shot it much since then. 15 on the shot clock here, second quarter. 5.5 to go in this second frame. Pull-up jumper for Balcom off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose. Scooped up here by Margaretville. Good hustle there by T.J. Fairbairn. Gets it back to Wayman. He muscles up a three and missed it, and Worcester's got another rebound.
And if I'm Worcester, I'm going right back inside to Sanders.
See if Sanders calls for it. He's battling down low in a 15-9 ball game. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Comes off a screen here for Connor Land. Now back to Prince. Bounce pass into the corner looking for Derek Land. The Twins working on the offense here for Worcester. They go to Derek again. Left side, 10 on the shot clock. Very patient as they try to look for the entry pass. Prince with 5 on the shot clock now. Going to have to shoot. Prince pulls up for 3 and hits it. Ryan Prince dials long distance. And Worcester jumps up 18-9.
The only thing Worcester could do is get Adams on the same side as Sanders. Then they can't sag off that guard on the wing.
Falcom to the right side. Wants to go to the interior for Fairbairn. Far side. Sanford dials up a three of his own and hits. Sanford with 6 points on 2 threes, and it's 18-12 as the Blue Devils answer. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Our first game ended up being a three-point thriller. Let's see what this one turns into. Wolverines have it on the right side. A bounce pass into the corner. Here for Connor Land, and he's fouled. It's a block here down on that right low block. With 4:10 to go in the second quarter.
Fouls on zero. C.J. Fairbairn.
18-12 our score. And again, I want to say thank you to Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Brent Trimble and his staff, one of our main sponsors for these semifinal games both tonight and tomorrow for the girls. Inside pass for Sanders. A nice up-and-under move on the inbounds, and he scores.
Really nice execution on that out-of-bounds play.
Sanders has got 8 points, and Worcester leads 20-12 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Wayman to the left side, comes off a screen. Goes to Balcom to the interior. He's blocked there by Sanders. And the big fella getting it done on the interior.
Also point out, good sportsmanship there by Sanders. He blocked the shot, and Balcom was on the floor. He put his hand down, picked him up. So that's always nice to see.
Thanks again for joining us on WCDOsports.com tonight as well. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here's a jumper for Sanford in the paint. No, and the rebound there by Worcester with Matthew Sanders. Into the paint. Prince hanging in the air. Oh, his shot just rolls off the front of the rim. And a rebound. Wayman quickly back down the floor. Wayman to midcourt as Margaritaville in the white with the orange and navy blue trim goes left to right. Back up top for Wayman. Wayman straight away, three, no, off the back of the rim. Hit it twice, went sky high, came back down, still wouldn't fall. Blue Devils have it. They go back to Balcom inside, and he rattles home the jumper. Nice. Balcom's got five.
Nice cut there by Balcom.
Margaritaville hanging tough, trailing 20-14, 3 minutes to go, second quarter, and now they got a charge. Adams went to the inside, and Fairburn planted his feet and took the charge.
For you Delhi fans out there, we just got a score update from Moravia. 48-7, Moravia is ahead at the half.
My goodness. Delhi boys will take on the winner of that Moravia-Elmira-Notre Dame game. Elmira-Notre Dame defeating Unitego-Franklin earlier in the tournament. That would be a rematch. Moravia and Delhi from a fantastic game from a year ago. Moravia went on to win the state tournament. And inside here for Balcom, a pull-up jumper, left it well short, and Sanders was right there to gobble up another rebound. Adams in the backcourt will now leave it here for Derek Land across the midcourt timeline. 2:35 to go, second quarter. J.K., Jimmy Kenyon calling out the plays here. The Worcester coach, been involved in the Worcester community for his entire life and a Section 4 Hall of Famer. 2:25 to go in the second. They'll pull it back out. Worcester being very patient here on offense. They go to the high post for Prince, and we got a reach-in foul on Sanford, it looks like. And Sanford can't believe it.
And this last 2 minutes, we talked about this in the first game, the middle portion of the game is important. How are you going to close out this half? If you're Worcester, you're up six. If you're Margaritaville, how are you going to cut into that deficit?
Worcester on the baseline with Connor Land. We'll work it into his brother Derek in the corner. Up top now for Ryan Prince. This is a relatively young Worcester team with no starters in the starting lineup. And they go inside for Sanders. Pump fake, stripped, out of bounds, and it's going to be a foul here on Margaritaville for another reach-in. And the Blue Devils can't believe it.
I think the only senior you have in the starting lineup for Worcester is Alex Adams.
Oh, yes, Alex Adams, yes. And a timeout's going to be taken here by J.K. With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, Worcester boys lead Margaritaville 20-14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
2:04 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Wolverines will look to get it in, and they do just in time here to Ryan Prince with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And they go far side for Connor Land. He'll pull it back out, looking for Ryan Prince. Worcester being patient. They got a full shot clock to work with here. And they zip it back across the top of the defense, looking for Connor Land. A three for him is short. Into the corner, out of bounds, going back to Margaritaville. 1:45 to go in the second. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And Connor Wayman will walk it down the floor here for the Margaritaville Blue Devils. And they go to the high post. Now looking for Fairburn. Back up top for Wayman. Strip and a steal by Derek Land. He's trying to go coast to coast, and Land finishes. Nice steal and the bucket for Derek Land.
Great job to shoot the passing lane there and tip it ahead, go get it. Difficult finish, too. Impressive.
Worcester boys up 22-14. Sanford with a right side three. It's too strong. Too much mustard on it. Sanders a rebound and another reach in here on Margaritaville, and they are frustrated. Frustrated with each other with 1:10 to go in the second quarter.
And if I'm Worcester, I take almost all 35 seconds of this shot clock, make Margaritaville play defense. Maybe they'll have a breakdown towards the end. You get it inside to Sanders, increase that lead.
Morris boys, the four seed, awaiting the winner of this game in the championship. A pass inside. No, he's going to take it all the way. Ryan Prince scores, and he's got seven. And it's 24-14, biggest lead here for Worcester of the evening in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semis. Margaretville outside shot for Balcom. It won't go. And a rebound here for Derek Landon. It's all going the Wolverines' way right now. 35 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Alex Adams on the right side. Tries to go back up top for Prince. Prince has it stripped. Taken away here by Maggio of Margaretville. And he dumps one ahead here for Balcom. Nice little crossover for Balcom. Pull up from the foul line. Can't get it to go. Shot's not falling for the Blue Devils. 15 seconds left. Rebound Worcester. Prince at midcourt. Gets a little contact there. Pushes off. Feeds one for Derek Land. Far side. They go inside for Sanders, and he lays it in. Sanders has got 10. 3 seconds left. And Margaretville's not going to get the shot off in time. Halftime here at SUNY Delhi, and Worcester leads 26-14. Margaretville frustrated, and what a first half, Coach, for the Worcester Wolverines.
Yeah, we talked with about 2 minutes to go that the score was 20-14. Margaretville was down six. I said that 2 minutes was important. Worcester didn't allow Margaretville to get a made basket. They've increased that lead from 6-12.
Wow, what a first half here for the Worcester Wolverines. They lead Margaretville 26-14. And, of course, earlier, the Morris boys upsetting top seed Edmiston 36-33. We'll get you some more scores from out of town in case you missed those during our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back here from SUNY Delhi. Again, Worcester boys leading Margaretville 26-14 at the break. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
...of student-athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here from SUNY Delhi. Always a big thank you to SUNY Delhi. Rob Monroe and his staff here, they do such a great job of setting us up courtside. Couldn't ask for a better place to call these games. So Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. First half scoring, first for Worcester as they lead 26-14 over Margaretville here. Matthew Sanders with 10, Ryan Prince with 7, Alex Adams with 5, Derek Land with 4. On the other side for Margaretville, Ryan Sanford with 6 on the 2 threes, Hunter Balcom with 5, Connor Wayman with 3. So the 3-seed Worcester Wolverines kind of putting Margaretville in a little bit of harm's way right now. Edmiston already went down. Could we see the 1 and 2 seeds go down here tonight? I don't think coming in many people would have put that on their bingo card, but it's certainly looking that way right now.
Yeah, I mean, Margaretville really seems to be struggling offensively. Both quarters under 10 points, and Worcester seems to be having their way. They're being patient. They're taking their time. They're executing. They're looking to get that ball inside to Sanders, and then they've hit a couple pivotal shots from the perimeter. And then every once in a while, Prince or one of the lay-ins seems to drive to the basket and make a difficult shot. So Worcester is a difficult team to match up with, especially with Sanders and his size and their patience.
You know, we were talking off the air before the game, and we'll have a bunch of this information this week, but the Morris boys have not won a sectional title since 1975, and I think for Worcester it was the late 60s. J.K. might have been playing on that team back, I want to say it was 68 or 69, somewhere in there, and that's all information that we'll confirm this week. Margaretville boys, we found out, I think it was 1971. So it's really neat to think that whatever happens here tonight and whatever happens on Saturday, you're going to have a community that's pretty excited to get the job done. But if it's a, if it's a Worcester-Morris Tri-Valley matchup, I don't know if a lot of people would have seen that coming. Margaretville's got some work to do here in the second half, but certainly a lot of fun. Just want to pass along those scores one more time. Moravia boys are up big on Elmira Notre Dame, 48-6 at the half is what I have there. So certainly looks like the Delhi boys, who won earlier against Trumansburg, 67-60, they might be playing Moravia, a rematch of last year's final. And in Class A, Seton Catholic tops Oneonta 62-44, and Maine Endwell beats Norwich 77-57. That Seton-Maine Endwell Class A boys final should be a fantastic game. And, of course, Morris boys stun Edmiston here 36-33. So, busy night here on the boys' side. Girls tomorrow. We'll be right back here at SUNY Delhi for two games at 6 and 7:30. So, again, we'll be trying to keep you up to date tomorrow on Sydney girls, Unitigo girls, Delhi girls, Norwich girls. It's that time of year. Crazy. All right, so it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Before we go to break, speaking of Marabito, episode 285 on the Nate Lowell Podcast, I sit down with Jerry Marabito, Sydney basketball legend, ran Golden Valley for all those years, brought dozens of NBA players to his Sydney camp. He was an assistant coach at St. John's under Luke Arneseca, longtime SUNY Oneonta men's coach. I know you know him, Coach, as well, from your days at Hartwick, and national championship at Potsdam, a state championship with the Sydney boys. A real fun interview. You can find it on natelull.com or wcdosports.com or any podcast app. So,
yeah, I was a camper at Golden Valley two summers, my junior year of high school and my sophomore year and my junior year of high school. And I remember when I was there, Chris Mullen came and he spoke. And you want to talk about a guy that could shoot the ball? I think he shot for like 50 minutes while he was talking. I don't think he hit the rim one time, and I don't think he missed one. So that should be a great listen. I know you sent it to me earlier today. I didn't have a chance at school to listen to it today, but I'm looking forward to listening to that podcast.
Jerry told some great stories of how he got guys to come to Golden Valley, some stories about while they were there, and I think I probably just got the tip of the iceberg. When we were done and we were sitting there, you know, picking up my equipment, he's just telling story after story. I mean, Chris Mullen, Jalen Rose, Walter Berry, all these guys, Mark Jackson, I mean, you name it. Just all these legends that came to Golden Valley. So if you want to check that out, natelull.com, wcdosports.com, or any podcast app like Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, you name it. All right, we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. Worcester boys leading 26-14 over Margaretville for a chance to move on to the sectional finals on Saturday. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, here we go to start the third quarter. Worcester has the ball. They're in the dark green uniforms, the white trim. They now go left to right on your radio dial. Margaretville's in the whites with the navy blue and the orange trim. Worcester has it. Alex Adams feeds one for Prince in the left corner. Can Worcester keep their foot on the gas here? Little baseline drive for the Wolverines, and it's picked off. Sanford, shot out of a cannon, trying to go coast to coast, and he scores. Good start to the second half for a steal and a bucket by Margaretville's Ryan Sanford. Cuts it back to 10, 26-16, with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Winner will get Morris, who upset Edmiston earlier, 36-33 in a great game. Right side now for Alex Adams. Worcester dialing up a three, they miss it. And a rebound here for the Margaretville Blue Devils. Here's Sanford, trying to chip away at this lead. Sanford steps through, lost control of it, and we got a whistle underneath. Might have to help me here, Coach. I'm screened by the Margaretville coach here, Chad Richards.
It was a block on Ryan Prince. Falcom drove to the basket, and Prince tried to take the charge, but he slid in front. I think he's questioning whether he was shooting or not. I thought it was close, but the official said he was shooting, so important opportunity here for Margaretville to capitalize, and
Falcom hits the first. Slow possessions here to try to pull their way back into it, and a good start to this third quarter here for the Blue Devils. Falcom's second shot at the line is good. Falcom's got seven.
And that allows Margaretville to set up their press.
Worcester in the backcourt. They try to go to Sanders. They got it to him. Now back to Ryan Prince on the left side. Prince got stripped, and Markerville's got a steal. Sanford across the midcourt timeline. Tried to muscling his way through, and he's stripped by Prince. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Margaretville, and the Blue Devils have come to life here a little bit.
Sanford had Wayman open out on the wing for a possibility for an uncontested three, but he liked his options going to the basket, but Prince denied him.
Inside now on the inbounds for Falcom, and he muscles it up and in. Falcom's got nine, and it's back to a six-point game. Worcester 26, Margaretville 20.
We talked about that important middle. So Worcester won the middle the end of the second quarter. Margaretville's off to a good start here in the third.
To the right side here for Prince. Far side now for the Wolverines. They feed one back to Derek Land. Now back up top to Prince. 10 on the shot clock. Worcester going left to right. Adams into the corner. They try to go inside for Sanders. It's tipped away. Couldn't loft that pass up and over. And then we got a whistle here. Looks like Sanford coming back down the court. May have got hit. Can't tell if it was, looks like in his mouth maybe.
Yeah, I think it was inadvertent. I think he ran into one of the Lands as he was turning to come up the court. So officials did a good job stopping it there and allowing him to kind of take care of what he needed to take care of. And
yeah.
Margaretville has another opportunity here to chip into this lead.
Yeah, Land comes over, make sure he's okay. Just kind of an inadvertent play there. So here we go, 6 minutes to go in the third, and Worcester's 26-14 lead is now 26-20. Pass to the high post. Margaretville working it around. They go to Fairburn. Back to the far side for Maggio. Pass to the inside for Falcom. He's taking over this game, and he scores. Falcom's got 11, and it's 26-22. Worcester in the backcourt. Zipping one ahead. It's tapped out of bounds. Good defense there by Sanford. And the Wolverines have not scored to start this third quarter.
And I don't think Sanders has had a touch on offense. They've tried to get it into him a couple times, but I think he needs a touch in there.
Wolverines get it back. Going left to right. Derek Land now back to Prince. Pulls up in the paint. He's blocked. And ball out of bounds. Where's it going? Going to stay with the Wolverines. Zebras are going to talk it over here.
He's going to stay with Worcester.
We'll stay with the Wolverines, it looks like.
19 on the shot clock.
5:25 to go here in the third. On the baseline, Worcester will have it. J.K. just trying to let his guys get a little rhythm here. I think he's trying to wait to call the timeout, see if they can get a bucket and just get things going on their own. They go to Sanders on the inside. He's stripped. Taken away here by Margaretville. Down the right side. Falcom stops in transition for three. No, missed it. Out of bounds. And going to go back to Worcester. Boy, Fairburn just hit the floor hard down there trying to save that ball. Appears to be okay. But boy, he went down really hard diving out of bounds for that ball. 5:15 to go here in the third in a 26-22 ball game. Margaretville has trimmed back into this. They trail by four, 26-22. Fairburn holding his wrist a little bit there. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Prince to the right side. Feeds one over for the Wolverines and into the corner. A little baseline drive, and they find Alex Adams, and maybe that'll wake the Wolverines up.
Nice drive by Land. A good pass. Adams, good cut there. Teammate found him for the easy basket.
28-22. Wayman down low for Falcom, out of bounds, and it goes back to the Wolverines. And is that what J.K. is trying to do? Just don't call the timeout. Trust my guys. Let them work through it.
I think he trusts his team out there.
Worcester in the backcourt with 4:40 to go in the third, 28-22. Wolverines leading the Blue Devils. And they'll feed one up top. Alex Adams fires up a three and hits. Adams is into double figures with 10, and he scored five straight. And it's 31-22, and WCS has come back to life. Chance of defense from the Worcester student section. Back out for Margaretville. Pass down low. They find Falcom, and he lays it in. And a good look there from Anthony Maggio.
Yeah, nice look all the way through the Worcester defense to find Falcom.
Wolverines back down the floor. Passing one here for Connor Land. Worcester still showing a lot of patience here on offense. They work it around. They go to Land. Swings one to the inside. They try to go to Sanders. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Worcester. And they have been unsuccessful getting Sanders a touch.
And if that's a bounce pass, the Margaretville defender can't tip it out of the way. You got to fake high, get those defenders' hands up, and then bounce it in there. It's a lost art to feed that post.
We really have only seen them try to go over the top. You're right. And so the inbound will come to the left of the basket. And they find Ryan Prince. He's fouled. Cannot get the shot to go. He came free on the right low block. And he'll go to the line to shoot two, but he wants that layup back. He's looking up towards the sky saying, oh, I want that one back.
That's the second time they ran that out-of-bounds play. And the first time, Sanders got an easy basket. That time, Prince had an opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play but wasn't able to convert.
And so Prince will step to the line with 3:55 to go here in the third. Live from SUNY Delhi tonight. Prince's first shot is good. Prince has got eight. This is the second game of our doubleheader tonight, the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. Morris defeating Edmiston earlier by three, 36-33. Winner of this game will get Morris in the championship game on Saturday. Prince has his second shot rattle out. With 3:50 to go in the third, it's 32-24. Worcester boys leading Margaretville. They go to the high post now. Margaretville has it going right to left. Little baseline drive, and it's intercepted here by Worcester for Derek Land. They had trimmed this down to a four-point ball game, but Worcester really has settled back in nicely. Prince in the right corner. We'll scoop one back up. Good ball movement left side. Alex Adams fires another three. It's an air ball. And Margaretville trying to throw it down the length of the court. It somehow finds its way to Sanford. It looked like the old tip drill. And to the right side here for Margaretville. They pull it back out to Wayman. High post now for Fairburn. Back to Maggio. He tries a three. That's died on the left side of the rim. And back down the floor for Alex Adams. That last play looked kind of like a football pass.
Like a Hail Mary.
Yeah, Hail Mary down the field, and then both teams had a tip on it. Worcester was able to steal it back. Adams has it right side. Little nice fake to the interior. Hanging in the air. He lost control of it. Some contact and no call as Balcom brings it back down the floor. Balcom across the Broncos logo at midcourt. Almost had his pocket pick, but Wayman was there to hold on. 2.5 to go in the third. Balcom to the interior. Back out. Finding Wayman. Chest pass. Wayman sitting on only 3 points. He averages right around 20. Here for Margaretville. Into the left corner. Fairburn's going to step in for a three. And hit it. TJ Fairburn dials one up from downtown. And it's 32-27. Worcester leading Margaretville. 2:10 to go in the third. And now intercepted by Margaretville. And Wayman's going to run onto it. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Wayman's bounce pass is intercepted by Worcester. Ball out of bounds. Head first dive there by Sanford. He couldn't get there in time. And it goes back to Worcester.
Great hustle by Land because Margaretville had a hoop there in transition.
Timeout taken by the Wolverines. Just like in game one. Bodies on the floor. Diving head first. This game's got it all. Worcester 32, Margaretville 27. 2 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Out of the timeout, 2 minutes to go in the third. 32-27, Worcester boys leading Margaretville here in the Section 4 Class D semis. Live from SUNY Delhi tonight, I'm Nate Lull. joined by Greg Bonskowski. Inside for Worcester. Great ball movement. Bounce pass to the post, and they find Sanders.
That's the key. If you don't lob it, the defense that's behind can't get it. So I was hoping you caught that one. You were right on it.
34-27 with 1:35 to go in the third. Margaville to the far side. And now a straightaway three here for Maggio, and he hits it. Oh, and Fairburn hit the last one. Maggio with that one makes it 34-30 with 1:20 to go here in the third. Back across the court. Worcester trying to get a bucket. And they'll find Adams in the left corner. He left it short. Rebound for Balcom. Zips one ahead for Wayman. Wayman, little spin move. Down low, hanging. Off the glass, it's good. And Wayman is up to 5 points. It's a two-point ball game, 34-32 with a minute to go in the third. Worcester in the backcourt. Finds Alex Adams to the interior. Finds Sanders. Stripped to the ball. And Margaville's got it back again. Balcom. Down the right side, and he had his pocket picked. It's on the floor, and we got a foul underneath as Balcom was trying to dive for that ball. Wow, what a stanza here, Coach. Margaville won't go away.
Kind of looked like the first game there for a few possessions. Margaville's not giving up.
Foul's on number 11, Hunter Balcom.
Boy, a lot of hustle in both these games here tonight. And in the backcourt, Worcester will have it. With Ryan Prince. Margaville has clawed back in to a two-point ball game. And across midcourt, here is Derek Land. Now for Prince. Sanders in the corner. Worcester going left to right. And they'll try to go to the interior for Sanders. Out of bounds. Balcom was right there. Went off of him, and he'll stay with the Wolverines. Balcom's done a good job on Sanders for the most part on the inside.
Yeah, he has done a good job. He's not as tall as Sanders, but he's been in the right place at the right time.
And on the baseline, they'll toss it up. Wolverines have it. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inside for Sanders. Oh, he gets fouled. He missed the layup. Margaville really arguing this call underneath. Almost a little too much on the arguing, but it's going to send Sanders to the line. And Sanders to the line here. Margaville still kind of chatting about this. Originally they had, I think, put 2 points up on the board. They did take it away. Sanders didn't hit that shot. Sanders to the line. And he can't get the first one to go. Second one coming. Foul going to be on Balcom. And Sanders' second shot hits it. Sanders has got 13. Is the score wrong here, Coach? I think
the score is wrong. It should be 35-32.
There we go. They did fix it. That's it never fails.
No.
Everyone in the crowd behind us letting us know. With 10 seconds to go here in the third. It's not a tough job to be the scorekeeper, I'm sure. Into the corner here for Sanford. Splits two defenders. Lost at Maggio. Another three. No, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot three with 1.4 left here in the third. And a couple of these role players stepping up here for the Blue Devils. And a 35-32 ball game. Maggio to the line. 1.4 left here in the third. And this one just feels like it's going to come down to the wire as well. Waiting for Maggio to take his first shot at the line. And this one is off the back of the rim. Again, a big thank you to Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, one of our sponsors here for our semifinal coverage, the boys tonight and the girls tomorrow, right back here at SUNY Delhi. Second shot for Maggio. It is also no good. He's 0 for 2 so far. One more coming. With 1.4 on the clock here in the third. Maggio settling in. And the third shot is no good. He went 0 for 3. A rebound opportunity, also no good. So they come away with no points. And the Worcester boys cling to a 35-32 lead over Margaretville. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to start the fourth quarter. Balcom did everything but finish there for Margaretville. Missed the pull-up shot. Worcester a rebound, and then they steal it back from Prince. And then a reach-in foul here on Worcester.
Yeah, good hustle there from behind by Ryan Sanford. He came and tipped that ball away from Ryan Prince, and then Margaretville had possession of it, and then he, out of frustration, fouled.
35-32, Worcester boys on top by three. Here in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semis. And to the high post now for Margaretville. Into the corner for Sanford. Little pump fake, gets it back out. Wayman, short on a three. Not enough air underneath that one, and Worcester's got a rebound. And this one feels like it's going to go right down to the wire here in the fourth quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We'll take you the rest of the way as Worcester has it in the left corner. They're in the green with the white trim going left to right. And a steal. Worcester's got it back, though. Margaretville had it for a split second. They find Prince at the high post. His shot won't go. Rebound underneath. Fairburn got tied up there with Sanders. And it looks like a jump ball is going to keep the ball here with Worcester. With 6:52 to go here in the fourth, fans getting into this one. And it'll be a inbounds for the Wolverines to the left of the hoop. They're going to wipe up some sweat that was on the floor here from where a couple of players were rolling around.
You get to this point in the game, every time there's a whistle, one fan section is not pleased with the call. So,
yeah, tight game, sectional semifinals.
It's a time where I would not want to be an official.
No.
I'm giving them a lot of credit.
A tough, tough job. We're friendly with a lot of them, see them at all these games. They devote so much of their time to this, and it's a tough job. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step away. 6:52 to go in the fourth. Worcester boys lead Margaretville. 35-32. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 6:52 to go here, fourth quarter. Thanks again for joining us on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, brought to you by SFCU, as well as our game audio archive. You can go back anytime, listen to these games for free. That download, all for free, again, brought to you by SFCU. 6:52 to go in the fourth in a 35-32 ball game. Worcester will have it with a three-point lead underneath the hoop on their own end of the floor. They find Alex Adams in the left corner. They'll work one back up here for Derek Land. Now to Ryan Prince. Shoveling it off into the corner here. Worcester being patient. They got a full shot clock to work with. They go left side. They try to whip one quickly inside for Sanders. It was a chest pass and not the bounce. and Margaritaville is able to take it away.
That's a bounce pass there. He's got it. He's either got a basket or opportunity for an and one.
Something that keeps coaches up at night, I'm sure. High post, now back out. Margaritaville's got it. Falcom with a three, and he hits it. Falcom's got 16. He's put Margaritaville on his back, and we are tied up 35-35. Worcester in the backcourt. And to the right side here for Ryan Prince. Prince will feed one into the corner here for Alex Adams. Shoveling one back out for Prince. Margaritaville has come back from the dead here in the second half for a tie ball game. Up top, Prince with 10 on the shot clock. They find Adams in the corner. Can he hit another one? Yes! Alex Adams with 13. And Worcester leads 38-35.
Great ball movement and patience there in that possession for Worcester. Big shot from Adams.
Margaritaville has tried to take Sanders away, and Adams has been one of the big pieces to step up and say, okay, I can hit from the outside. Margaritaville trying to answer. They miss a shot from straight away with Maggio, and Sanders skies for the rebound. Prince back down the floor, shovels one ahead here for Connor Land. They'll wheel one back to the left side as Worcester goes left to right. Back for Prince, right side, 20 on the shot clock. Coming up on 5 minutes left here in regulation. Down low for Derek Land, muscles it up on the rim, couldn't get it to go. Out of bounds going to the Blue Devils.
That ball almost got up over the rim, and I was like, there's no way. But he put a little English on it, it hit off that glass.
It did, it kind of had a funny roll, and almost looked like it was going to drop in. Margaritaville would like to take a timeout here, and they will, with 5 minutes left in a 38-35 ball game. Worcester boys on top by three. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Three-point ball game. Worcester boys leading Margaritaville 38-35. Falcom across midcourt. Blue Devils have it. They're in the white with the navy blue and the orange trim. And to the high post. Now back out for Wayman. Only has 5 points. He goes to Falcom, who's got 16. Inside for Fairburn. His shot, no. Ball tipped on the rebound, and Worcester's got it. Falcom comes up slow. He took a hit down low. Appears to be okay. Across midcourt for Prince. Worcester's in the green with the white trim going left to right with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Inside for Alex Adams. It's tipped, and a steal here by Wayman. Again, they tried to go over the top, and Margaritaville uses their length to take it away.
That time I think Adams should have shot it because I don't think he had an angle to get it to Sanders.
To the high post for Fairburn. Backdoor cut there for Falcom, and he scores. And Falcom has 18. Makes it a one-point ball game with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. 38-37. There's been 10 total threes here between these two teams tonight in this one-point ball game.
And where would Margaritaville be without Falcom's performance tonight? He's been great.
18 for Falcom. When they needed him the most, too. Wayman and Sanford have been pretty quiet, at least offensively. Inside now, a great pass by Prince down low, finding Connor Land. Second chance, he scores. First bucket of the night for Connor Land, believe it or not. And it gives Worcester a 40-37 lead. With 3.5 to go in the fourth, chance of defense from the student section. High post, Fairburn. Back out Sanford. Little give and go with those two. Now they find Wayman. He dials up a three right side. Too strong. Wayman has been cold tonight. And a rebound for Prince. Little stutter step for Prince. Right side. Pulls it down. 3:10 left. Worcester protecting a three-point lead.
Good patience there. There was nothing there in transition. Let's run a set.
Trying to book a ticket to the championship game against Morris. Pass to the high post for Prince. I don't even know how he got that pass. Worcester, shot clock at 10 in the right corner with Land, and now they throw it away. Falcom's got it in transition. Balcom down the right side, wants to take it to the interior, misses the little runner. Did everything again but finish. It rolled off the front of the rim. Worcester back the other way. Right side, Prince spotting his way to the interior. Prince, what do they got here? A timeout taken by J.K. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Worcester boys lead 40-37. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2.5 to go in the fourth. 40-37 our score. Can Margaretville crawl back into this game? They were down 26-14 at the half. They've come all the way back. They tied it, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. Worcester has stayed really calm, cool, and collected, but what a great game for a chance to go to the sectional finals.
Really good timeout there by Coach Kenyon. He's going to get his guys a chance to get organized, get set up. He's going to have the opportunity to get the ball in the person's hands that he wants it in.
And on the baseline here for Worcester will be Derek Land on the baseline, feeds it in, finds Prince. Muscling his way down low. Prince puts it up and he's fouled. Took a hard hit there, and he'll go to the line with 2.5 to go in the fourth. I mean, you think about the guys who have had the ball in their hands tonight. Sanders, only a junior. Prince is a sophomore. The Land brothers are sophomores. JK's got a good thing going here. This Margaretville team, we talked about it when we covered them in the Delaware League Championship game. This group's been together a long time. This is the season they win the Delaware League for the first time in 10 years. And they're trying to get a little farther down the pipe here now, but Worcester still stands in their way. Prince missed the first shot. Second one coming. And he went 0 for 2. Rare for Prince, but he gets his own rebound. Prince feeding it down low for Derek Land. Spins on the right low block. He's in a tough spot. He's got to get it out of there. Gets tied up. And I couldn't see if they called a foul or out of bounds or a jump ball.
I think you got a foul.
Foul going to be on Margaretville here. Land was really in a tough spot. And I was kind of screened by a couple players to see what happened.
And an important thing there is that gives them a new shot clock. So they like to be patient on offense. They might run this all the way down.
Worcester on the baseline. Feeding one back around for Adams. Now to Prince. Left corner, good bounce pass inside. They find Sanders and he scores.
Bounce pass every time. Fundamentals. Great look in there into the big fella.
42-37. Worcester on top as we hit 2 minutes to go. Could we have two upsets tonight here in Delhi? Wouldn't that be something? Wayman to the inside, pull-up jumper. Big shot here for Wayman and he buries it. Wayman says not so fast and it's 42-39 with 1:50 to go here in the fourth. Worcester ahead by three. And into the paint. Worcester taking their time. Prince back up top. Backs it out. We'll leave it now for Connor Land. Land picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Feeds one over to his brother Derek on the left side as Worcester goes left to right. 90 seconds left. Worcester to the high post. Finding Connor Land. Pull up jumper for him. No. A soft shot. Died on the back of the rim. Fell off. Rebound for Margaretville. They trail by three, 42-39, and a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Chad Richards. We're going to step away for 30. Coach and I will break it down when we come back. A minute 18 left. Worcester leads by three on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:18 to go here in the fourth, 42-39. And it is Worcester on top by three. Trying to book their tickets to the sectional championship game, but Margaretville, what did we say going into this? A close game, great shooting from the outside, and they always seem to be able to turn it up late in games. Let's see if they got that magic.
One thing to think about here is both teams are far away from the bonus. Margaretville only has committed two fouls, so they would have to commit three more if they're down and they have to foul. Worcester has only committed one.
42-39 our score. And Margaretville's going to have the ball right in front of the scorer's table here on the near side on the left wing.
I don't think you need a three here. Got lots of time left in the game.
It feels like not a lot of time, but it is.
But there's a lot of time, and a lot of people panic in this situation. 118's an eternity. It's going to be fouls. You got a lot of time. Don't panic.
118 left. Fairburn inbounding in front of his own bench. They moved him down to our left a little bit. Margaretville going right to left. They're in the white with the navy blue and orange trim. Worcester in the green with the white. Margaretville taking their time. They go to the high post for Balcom, who's been tremendous tonight with 18. Balcom feeds it for Wayman in the corner. You want him in this situation. Wayman to the hoop, and he scores. Wayman with 9. And it's a one-point game. Worcester leads 42-41 with 55 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, Worcester's got it going left to right. They go back to Prince on the right side, the sophomore guard. Feeding it over to the far side for Derek Land. Shot clock's at 20, game clock at 40. Alex Adams, the lone senior for Worcester. Feeds one back to Land, and he missed it. It's going back to Margaretville with 35 seconds left, and Margaretville's going to take a timeout. The Blue Devils trail by a point, but they're going to have the ball with 35 seconds left, and we're going to keep it right here. Coach, what's our timeout situation looking like?
Margaretville has two left, and Worcester has two left. So both teams with two fouls. Like I said, again, those lack of fouls is going to cause a lot of time to be taken off if you need to foul here.
35.9 officially left. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Webstream brought to you by SFCU. We couldn't ask for two better games.
You've got a box out and rebound here. If you're Worcester, I would expect Margaretville to get the ball in the hands of either Balcom or Wayman, and I think they're going to go hard to the basket. So if I'm Coach Kenyon, before we leave the huddle, I might say, hey, sacrifice your body. Who wants to take a charge here? That would put us in a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, Worcester needs to play and turn it up on defense to try to protect this one-point lead with 35.9 left.
And the rebounding will be critical.
What a game between these two. Worcester, the 3 seed. Margaretville, the 2. The winner gets 4 seed Morris, which upset top seed Edmiston 36-33 in our first game tonight here at SUNY Delhi.
And the shot clocks are still in play because we got 35.9.
And so Fairburn will have it on the right side of the floor near midcourt. Margaretville goes right to left. Again in the white with the navy blue and orange trim. Worcester in the green with the white. Chance of defense. Starting to get loud in here. Wayman to the left side. Stops. Pulls up. Jumper for Wayman. No. Missed it. And a rebound for Margaretville. They keep it alive with Sanford. 20 seconds left. And now they're going to call timeout again with 19.5 up on the clock. Wayman got a really good look at it. It wouldn't fall. I kind of thought maybe he traveled.
He did. He traveled right at the beginning of the sequence at the top of the key there. Referees didn't call it. Like I said, the rebound is going to be huge there. You had a kind of a long rebound. If Worcester is able to corral that, Margaretville has to foul because they can run the clock out. And they would have to, like we said, commit three fouls just to get Worcester in the bonus. Again, I think Margaretville's got to have something going to the hoop here. I'm looking to shut that down if I'm Worcester, and I'm stressing, hey, don't be afraid to take a charge, and we have to box out and rebound. In practices throughout the course of the year, when I was a coach, we would do a drill called the rebound triangle, and I would say to the boys, hey, there's going to be a time where if we can get a stop and a rebound, we win the game. So if Worcester can get a stop and a rebound, they're going to win the game.
That's what they need, a stop and a rebound. Boy, that last possession, that's everything you could have wanted if you were Margaretville. You got Wayman with about an 8-footer. He just couldn't get it to go. They're going to go right back to him. Here we go. 19 seconds left. Wayman to the right side, closely guarded here by Connor Land, and they're going to foul him up top. And Wayman not happy as he hands the ball back to the official with 14.4 left. He's really heated. I don't quite understand why here with Worcester up by one.
That's a good strategy by Coach Kenyon. He's got two more to give here with 14.4 seconds. The only thing you got to be careful of if you're fouling here is don't let them get into the shooting motion. But he's going to foul again two more times. I would guarantee it.
Land guarding Wayman. Wayman comes around the corner, into the corner on the baseline. They try to dump it to the inside. It's tipped. Worcester falls on it with Prince. Body's flying underneath the hoop.
You got a foul or a jump ball?
And Prince is at the bottom of the pile there.
Jump ball. But there's only 5.9 seconds. So you got two more fouls to give if you're Worcester.
Coach Kenyon wants a foul. He thought Prince had it, and then he kind of got piled on there. There's 5.9 left. Margaretville's going to have it on the baseline to the left of the hoop, trailing by one.
And Margaretville's going to call their last timeout here with 5.9 seconds.
We're going to stay right here in a one-point ball game. 5.9 left. Worcester leading by one. Boy, if Prince holds on to that somehow, Worcester probably puts the stamp on this, but... Oh, boy, tough.
I really like the strategy, though, of Coach Kenyon. You got two more fouls to give here. You just need to make sure that they're not in the shooting motion. It's a matter of, do you trust your kids? Have you worked on this late-game situation throughout the course of the year in practice? That was something that we always did. When I was coaching, almost every practice, we would have a little segment of about 20 minutes where we'd put different scores up on the clock. It might be, hey, there's 5.9 seconds. We're losing 42-41. We have the ball out underneath the basket. You get the clock out, and that's how you get better at these end-of-game situations. You understand time, score, and situation.
Will Worcester do anything besides play straight-up defense here?
I think they're going to play straight-up defense. The question is, do you put Prince or Sanders on the ball? I think I might put Prince on the ball as the inbound because he's got some length, and I like Sanders under the basket because he can rebound.
Fans on their feet, 5.9 left. Margaretville's going to have the ball underneath their own basket with a chance to score and win and go to the sectional final. If Worcester can hold on, they'll advance. Worcester leads 42-41. Margaretville trying to get it in, and they're going to have to loft it up to Fairburn into the corner. Here for Wayman, steps in. The jumper is too strong. The rebound is picked up by Sanders, and Worcester wins. Worcester is going to the sectional final against Morris with a 42-41 win. And the Worcester fans are going crazy. Jimmy Kenyon's going back to the sectional final. My goodness. Worcester played straight up D. They had a chance in the corner with Wayman. He had a pretty clean look at it, and it wouldn't go.
He had two good looks at it. He had a good look at it before. This was a great game. But really good game.
Wow, Worcester, the three seed, wins 42-41 here over Margaretville to go to the sectional final. A great shot in the corner there for Margaretville, but it would not go down. We're going to step away. We'll come back with our three awards. Class B is set. Worcester and Morris in the final on Saturday. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
Every day at NBT Bank,
we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome, yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to give out our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. A 42-41 victory. The Worcester boys, the three seed, take down the two seed Margaville. Again, 42-41 in our game earlier. Four seed Morris upsets one seed Edmiston 36-33. So, combined, what, 4 points between the two games? I mean, you couldn't ask for two better semifinals. So glad we could be here for this.
Yeah, exciting games. In all reality, we said before the game started that either game could be a coin flip, and that's certainly how it played out.
And I just think, coming into this game, everyone that I talked to in my travels, you know, you call it diner talk, whatever, coffee shop talk, everyone assumed, I think, that it was going to be Edmiston-Margaretville. Everybody that I talked to. I mean, man, I wanted to see how it was going to play out. It's so fun to see it play out this way, but everybody in my travels. So I think there's going to be a lot of busted brackets out there. I'm sure my phone is lighting up here, but wow. What a
finish. I don't know. I think somebody that drove you over tonight liked Worcester.
Well, I wasn't including you in the coffee shop talk.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't in the coffee shop. I was just in the car. Okay.
But, you know, in my travels, you stop, you're pumping gas. Hey, Edmiston-Margaretville. And here we are. This is why they play the game. Scoring for Worcester here tonight, 15 for Matthew Sanders, 13 for Alex Adams, 8 for Ryan Prince, 4 for Derek Land, 2 for Connor Land. On the other side for Margaretville, 18 for Balcom. He was tremendous. 9 for Connor Wayman, 8 for Ryan Sanford, 3 for C.J. Fairburn, 3 for Anthony Maggio. All right, we're going to get into our three awards here to wrap up our broadcast. First up tonight, we have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Well, Coach, if we go with the game high, that's 18 for Balcom. I thought he got them back in the ball game. I mean, they were down, what, 26-14 at the half? And here comes Worcester. Here comes Balcom with Margaretville, and they tied it back up.
Yeah, we don't have the box score in terms of when points were scored, but I would be willing to bet that Balcom had a majority of his points in the second half, and quite a bit, I think, in the third quarter. He kind of, like you said a couple times, really put the Margaretville team on his back tonight. He left it all out there on the floor. I thought he was pretty good on the defensive end, too, making Sanders work for everything. So that's a conclusion to his career, but he certainly has a nice game, and he should be very proud of their accomplishment.
Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Any thoughts on defense here? I mean, we got two or three Worcester guys you could really, you know, honor here with this award. Maybe even four. I don't know. It's always hard.
I'll leave it up to you. I picked in the first game, so I'm going to leave it up to you.
I'm going to come back to defense and skip to the All-Purpose Award, which is brought to you by ACCO. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. I'm going to go with Matthew Sanders, 15 for the all-purpose. He had 15 points, played hard, rebounded the ball well, had guys draped all over him all night, and had to deal with keeping some of those Margaretville guys off the glass as well. So we'll go Sanders with the all-purpose.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup in there. And I also thought that he probably had double-figure rebounds, so he probably had a double-double, and all the attention that's paid to him really allows some of the other offensive production for the Wolverines. But Morris will have their hands full with him come Saturday.
Lastly tonight, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I think there's a lot of different ways you could go here. Derek Land, Connor Land, Ryan Prince. This is tough. I think I'm going to go Connor Land. I mean, I thought his defense down here at the end, he kind of had that smart foul. They held Wayman to 9 points tonight. Yes, Balcom went off a little bit, but we haven't given Connor an award. We've given Prince an award.
I mean, what was the final score?
42-41.
If he doesn't make that steal,
yep,
and that hit ahead and that tough finish, and I agree, he did a really nice job up on the top of the zone, guarding Wayman and knowing where he was, so I like that one.
All right, so we'll do Connor Land there for the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Well, Coach, thanks. I wish we'd have you tomorrow, but we'll be back here for the girls' game. And South Courtright, Andes taking on Cherry Valley Springfield at 6, and then Stanford Jefferson and Skenevis at 7:30. So we'll be back for those games, and we'll see you at some place, sometime down the road Saturday.
In a gym somewhere in the future.
So at this point, we'll definitely have some games Saturday. Not exactly sure where we'll be, and possibly maybe a game Sunday. If Sydney girls win tomorrow, we'd have a chance of a Sunday game, but with Oneonta boys and Norwich boys losing tonight, they are out. So we'll just have to see. Taking it one game at a time right now. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios for being our in-game producer, and thank you again, Coach.
Thank you for having me, and as usual, you do an outstanding job, and thanks to Jim back at the studio.
Yeah, Jim did a great job. We'll have all this information for you later on natelull.com, and also you can follow me on Twitter or my X page. Going to have all our award winners up there tonight from these two games, some final scores and stats from the other games. But what a wild night here. Just to recap, Morris boys, the 4 seed, knock off 1 seed Edmiston 36-33, and then just now 3 seed Worcester takes down 2 seed Margaretville 42-41. Two very great games here tonight at SUNY Delhi. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Long. We will see you tomorrow night back here for the girls on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.